President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison.
WCBS's Peter Haskell joins us live from Manhattan Federal Court. Peter, you were in the courtroom for today's sentencing. Walk us through it.
Well, it started with the attorneys making their statement, Cohen's lawyer pleading to the judge for mercy, and then it was Michael Cohen's turn, and it was really very, very compelling. Cohen spoke about the fact that his downfall began when he went to work for a real estate mogul that he admired, President Trump. He then said, quote, "There is little to be admired." He noted the fact that the president had tweeted about him that he was weak, and he agreed, but not for the reasons the president said, that he was cooperating. Cohen said, "My own weakness basically was a blind loyalty to this man that led me to choose a path of darkness over light." He added, "I felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds." So Cohen really went after the president.
What was his demeanor, Peter? Was he stoic? Was he emotional?
Well, certainly the big shot swagger that he used to have was gone. He certainly seemed humbled. He spoke, for the most part, in measured tones, but there reached a point where he apologized to his children and his wife, and then he apologized to his parents, and at that point he broke down, he stopped, paused, composed himself, and continued. So this guy, who was living high on the hog, had a lot of money, has been brought low, and he certainly seemed to feel every bit of that.
All right, Peter, big picture. What could Cohen's sentence, and maybe more importantly, his statements today, saying things like he felt the duty to cover up the president's dirty deeds, what could this all mean for President Trump?
That's a really good question. An attorney for the special counsel's office did speak during sentencing. It was actually very, very brief. One of the things she said, though, was that Cohen provided credible and reliable information regarding the Russia probe. Now, exactly what this is, we don't know. Whether it's been made public, we don't know, but it certainly is a tease as to what this information might do for the prosecutor going forward.
All right. Thank you, Peter. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell at Federal Court in Lower Manhattan.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.